Russia has taken a swipe at Ukraine for its plan to hold a presidential election amid an ongoing crisis in the country.
Holding elections at a time when troops are being deployed against part of the population is arguably an unusual phenomenon. This is not Afghanistan, where elections are held despite an ongoing war.
The Russian foreign minister says holding new crisis talks in Geneva is pointless, as an earlier agreement has not been implemented yet. Sergei Lavrov says such negotiations would be successful if the representatives of Ukraine's Russian-speaking regions were also involved. He says protesters in the south and the east of Ukraine want to make their voice heard. Meanwhile, the acting Ukrainian foreign minister said Kiev is ready for a new round of negotiations if Moscow backs his country's presidential vote, which is scheduled for the 25th of May. Lavrov and Deshchitsia made the remarks in Vienna after a meeting of the Council of Europe. Mr. Bill Jones with the Executive Intelligence Review is with us live from Leesburg. Let's have his comments. Mr. Jones, welcome to the Top 5. Do you also agree that holding elections at this stage is not the appropriate thing to do?
Well, how can you have free and fair elections, which the West is always talking about, when you have half the country in revolt and a military moving against them? Just logistically, in that situation, it's absolutely impossible to get everybody to the polls to express their opinion. So this whole operation really has got to be put off, or otherwise it just becomes a real farce, which has been, again, concocted by the Western powers that stand behind that administration in Kiev.
Well, Kiev itself is now saying it's ready for negotiations to be held, but Moscow is again rejecting that, saying that another round of talks in Geneva would also not be helpful because the agreement wasn't implemented. But isn't it helpful to hold negotiations anyway, because at least people would discuss what the problems are?
Well, that's true, but I understand the reticence from the Russian side, because there was, on the basis of the previous agreements, a willingness on both parties to try and, A, bring down the violence, and to try and disband both the people who are on the Maidan in Kiev, and also to stop the occupation in the eastern part of the country. But what the government did, or the alleged government did, when Vice President Biden was there, apparently with the okay of the United States, was to launch military operations against the occupants in the east. And of course, they were not suicidal, and therefore they decided they would defend themselves. So none of the prerequisites that were necessary in the last talks have been met. And therefore, I can understand the reticence of Moscow to another Geneva agreement. Something really has to be done to bring down the violence before talks can really lead anywhere.
Well, you know, those who are speaking about who was or wasn't committed to the Geneva deal, while, of course, Russia is Kiev is being blamed, you say that, but Russia itself is also being blamed. I mean, we are hearing a lot from Britain and from the US that Russia itself didn't stay committed to that Geneva deal and is responsible now for the unrest in the country, which is posing a security threat to the country, not just to the country now, a lot of people saying to Europe.
Well, this is the blame game that's been being played. The question is, the question always has been, how much control does the Russian government have over the people who are occupying the buildings in the east? Now, obviously, there's an affinity between the two. There are contacts personally and family-wise between the Russian-speaking population of eastern Ukraine and people in Russia. But that doesn't mean that Vladimir Putin can say, hey, guys, we've got this agreement, you should disband. It doesn't seem like they are paying less attention to what the Russian government may say than what is happening on the ground. What's happening on the ground is they see these tanks and these mortars and all these Ukrainian troops coming at them to kill them, if possible, to do all kinds of things against the population. And they are acting on the basis of what they're seeing on the ground. So to blame Russia for this event is just totally absurd. It's really the government that has called out the troops, which has led to increased violence, to the deaths, to the fires we saw in Odessa. And unless that is brought down, unless that is stopped, I have a hard time seeing any negotiations really going anywhere.